Well, Jerry Edwards, it's a local election, so turnout is low, but do you think that 70% of that body of voters saying no to wind farms pretty well represents the county?
I would hope so. I know up in the northern end of the county where it was going to be affected, it was more like 80%.
And that's the area you represent?
Yes, District 1, which incorporates all of what that commercial wind operation was wanting to set up.
But since that referendum was placed on the ballot, I understand it's since then that the governor signed legislation which essentially changes what counties can do in terms of limiting wind farms.
Oh, yeah, it definitely changes. I'm sure that the wind industry was behind all this because the timing is just too coincidental. And to exempt Chicago, where they call it the Windy City, you've got all of Lake Michigan that they could have put towers up there.
So are the county's hands tied in terms of just saying no absolutely to wind farms?
Some of us are sitting there and thinking we open ourselves up to a lawsuit without a doubt. And there's people out there says, well, sue us. We'll tie this up in court for years.
Is Piatt County ready to consider that sort of action?
I certainly would. I speak for myself only.
What do you think would be the legal argument in a case like that against the new law setting a state standards for siting wind farms?
I don't have a problem setting state standards. Who drew up the blueprint for these standards? My guess is that the wind industry set these standards. I don't think there was anybody in the state that had anything to do with this.
Now, we're talking after a county board meeting on April 12th, and just at that meeting, Chairman Hendricks brought up the idea of encouraging more areas in the county to incorporate in order to create a buffer to keep wind farms away. Do you see that as something that can be viable for wind farm opponents?
I see it's problematic because here your rule again. If you look at Galesville and Lodge, small areas, I don't know if there's 200 people.
That's how many are needed in order to incorporate.
That's what I understand. So I see a problem there. It would be nice, but you have to set up, basically village government. And you're going to have a mayor and a board and all this. And to get such a small area of people that are, it's hard to find people to serve on county boards and departments.
So what's next for Piatt County? Do you expect another wind farm proposal from one company or another to be coming in the near future?
Oh, yes. I think that Apex will be filing as soon as the 1st of June. And I know that there have been landowners approached on south, even west of Monticello, looking for land. The biggest problem we have here is absentee landowners. If you took out the absentee landowners out of this proposal, they would not have enough land to do it.
Now, there are some local landowners.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I remember speaking to one at a zoning meeting who said, he lives on the site and he's okay with the wind farm.
And that's true. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion and their own wishes. It's their land. They have a right to do on their land what they wish, but they do not have a right by doing things on their land that interferes with their neighbors.